All right.
We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school football. It's always great to be talking high school football this late in the season because we got a team heading to the Dome for a state championship game. The Tri-Center Trojans are certainly one of the biggest stories of the year in Iowa this season, and they will be taking on West Hancock in the Class A championship game on Thursday afternoon with a 1 o'clock kick. We'll have coverage here on KSOM. Joining us right now is the senior leading tackler for this Trojan football team, Brenton Kramer, with us here on KSOM. Brenton, good to talk to you. And how are you feeling about this football team as you gear up for a state championship?
We're feeling really good. We've put in tons of work, and defensively, we watch hours of film, and yeah, we're ready.
Yeah. In your wildest dreams, did you ever think that this would happen to you, that you'll have this opportunity to play for a state title?
Definitely not. We had goals at the beginning of the season, and we really just blew that out of the water, and we're just seeing how far we can go.
Yeah. What do you think are some of the biggest changes from last year going 3-6 to this year, going for it all?
I would say our attitude, and especially defensively, we have to put in a lot of time and make sure we got everything perfect. And our coach does a really good job of that.
So take me through the defense and how that has worked throughout this season. What has worked the most? What is, who are some guys you feel like have improved? I mean, how do you think it's just gone defensively this year?
I think everybody's improved, especially the line. A lot of the plays don't even make it past them. And yeah, we all just know our positions and do our jobs.
Take me through those guys on the line and, talk a little bit about each one of them and what they've meant to the team this year.
Aiden Osbar, he's a junior. He's really stepped up. He didn't play defensive line last year, but this year he's really improved and makes a lot of piles. And then Ethan Chesmore, he's a senior. He's just a wrecking ball, and seems like nobody can block him. And then we got Landon Ward. He's also a big dude, takes out a lot of guys and hard to block. And then on our ends, we have Jaden Johnson. He's only a sophomore, but he's also really good. Then we have Chaz Leaders. He's a lot faster and really good for pass rush.
Awesome. So you got a rotation there, 1D end, yep. And depending on the downs, situational football, that's what it's all about. You're the leading tackler on the team, so describe what your role is and what that's been like for you to be one of the seniors there in the middle at linebacker spot.
Yeah, mostly just make sure nothing gets in the middle, and each week we have different assignments, and I'll have certain gaps I need to go to and make sure that guy doesn't have the ball, hit the gaps.
Yeah. How has it been like just facing these run-oriented teams back-to-back week with ACGC and in St. Ansgar?
I'd say we've had to adapt a little bit. Towards the beginning of the year is more pass teams, but we just got to know our gaps, and once we can get that figured out, it's a lot easier to stop.
It seemed against St. Ansgar that you got them out of that wishbone that they like to run, and they started to do different formations, putting their quarterback back in the shotgun. Was that a good sign for you when you saw that? It's like, hey, I don't want to see that wishbone. If they want to go to a different formation, that's good with me.
Yes. Yeah, we talked about that earlier in the week, that once we do stop the run, they're going to try some different things and try and open it up a bit, but we just had to know what we were doing.
Well, it worked. So West Hancock, they kind of run a different kind of formation, almost like a wing T type of deal. How are they different from the teams that you played the last couple of weeks? Different formation, but still run first.
Yeah, it's still pretty similar. It's they like to pull their guards a lot, which is a good indicator of where the ball is going to go. And, Yeah, it's a little bit more difficult to read, I'd say, but I think it'll be pretty similar.
I mean, in this case, the quarterback doesn't run a lot, right? I mean, they hand the ball off. Is it hard to I'm just watching them on film. Is it hard to discern who's going to get the football?
Somewhat. We have a few indicators that we look for, and that usually tells us where it's going to be.
Okay. Yeah. So you got to trust those indicators and trust your instincts. How have you felt just comfortable wise being at your linebacker spot? I mean, how would you describe yourself as a defensive player?
I feel pretty comfortable. I like to hit, and middle linebacker is a good spot for that.
What skills do you feel like you've improved in the most defensively?
I'd say definitely reading where the play is going to go. If you can read your keys and know where it's going to go, it's a lot easier to get right there, right where the play is going.
And Brent Kramer of Tri-Center Football here on KSOM. So what started your interest in football, Brenton?
I just mostly watching on TV. And, yeah.
Just fell in love with it, watching it on TV. Was there a team that you love watching more than any?
Definitely Green Bay, the Packers when I was younger.
Okay, big Packers fan.
That's really what started me, yeah.
Okay, any college teams that you will follow?
Iowa State quite a bit.
Okay, good.
I like them.
Yeah, Cyclones, awesome. Cyclones and Packers, yep. Very good. What kind of sparked your interest? What kind of sparked you into playing? I mean, what was sort of some of your first memories to go out for football when you were a kid?
It was mostly just being with my friends. You know, we always played backyard football, whatever, but going out with my friends and having a good time.
Are there guys on the team that you remember playing with at an early age?
Yeah, people like Carter Kunze, Brant Freeburg, Landon Ward.
So you guys developed a relationship early on.
Yeah, we've always been close, and I think it really shows this year. We're a great team, and we love to be together.
How can you describe that relationship and that friendship that has grown with these guys to now getting to share the opportunity here at trying to win a state title? I mean, that's a remarkable story.
Yeah, I think it's really great. We've always liked to be together, and we have fun at practice, and we always know we have each other's back no matter what happens. We don't put each other down. We always just tell each other do good the next play, you know?
And it's funny because anytime I talk to Carter, I talk to some of the other guys, you know, here on this run, and nobody really likes to talk about themselves. They always want to talk about the other guy. Has that always been kind of the case?
Yeah, definitely. We like to bring each other up, and I think we're a lot better team that way.
Oh, without a doubt. I just don't see that a lot. I mean, in this day and age, when people want the ball and they want this and they want that and they want their individual things, it doesn't seem like that's the case with you guys. You really, truly are a team. That doesn't come around naturally, does it? I mean, it comes around naturally for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, we really like to bring each other up. It helps. We just do it for the team. It's not about ourselves.
So you're a senior. What do you want to do after you graduate from Tri-Center?
I'm thinking of going into business and possibly looking at Xavier in Cincinnati.
Oh, wow. Okay. So college sports isn't kind of in the cards here. You're going for academics.
I would think about it, but I haven't got any offers yet. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, I would have thought somebody would have taken notice of you on the field at the Dome. Hopefully they will maybe on Thursday. So getting back to this season and his team, as it wore on, did you feel that the confidence level was going up and up and up, or was it always there at the start?
I would say right after our first game, we really knew we had something special here. And after every game goes by, we just kept getting better and better each week. And the more we played, the better we got and the more confident we got.
How can you explain just going up against these traditional powers? And it just doesn't seem like it phases you. St. Ansgar, they've won a state championship in the past. Woodbury Central, they've been contending for state championships in the past. And now you're going up against West Hancock, and they've won 3 of the last 5 state titles. What is it about these teams that it doesn't matter who you're playing?
Yeah, I feel like we like to be the underdogs. When everyone just looks past us, it kind of just gives us more of a drive to go show them wrong.
And what do you see are going to be some of the biggest keys here in this game against West Hancock?
Definitely reading our keys, getting downhill right to where the ball is going to be going, and just doing our job and trusting the guy beside us.
Well, we'll see if something special can happen on Thursday afternoon. Brenton, it's been great visiting with you, and certainly enjoy this. It's something you'll remember for the rest of your life, and especially if you get a W on Thursday, what a moment it will be. And really appreciate your time, and we'll see you on the football field at the Dome on Thursday afternoon. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks.
Brenton Kramer, senior linebacker for the Tri-Center Trojan football team. And he joins us here on KSOM.